Breakfast Close.
Well, let's have a look at what's going on in the world of company retrenchments at the moment. And as I was saying earlier, Chris Barron wrote quite an interesting article in the Sunday Times in March, and he quoted the CCMA's new director, Cameron Modigliani, saying the CCMA was bracing itself for a massive increase in the number of referrals as we see companies increasing their retrenchment programs. And at the time, I think it was around 687 cases a day were already being referred to the CCMA, which is an increase of almost 23% over the past 5 years. And I've got Adil Patel, Director and National Employment Practice Head at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr on the line now. Welcome, Adil.
Hi.
It's really not pleasant to have to discuss laying off staff, but, you know, it's a fact of life for companies who are not moral beings here. If they want to stay alive to employ again another more prosperous day, it's something that sometimes has to be done. What are you witnessing from your perspective from some of the clients you advise at CDH in terms of the increase in retrenchments?
So over the past couple of months, there's certainly been an increase in the number of clients who we've consulted on regarding retrenchments. What is happening is that employees are much more aware of their rights and what companies are required to do. And they're holding companies to the letter of the law on every aspect during a retrenchment process. In some cases, we find that consultation processes are prolonged. Employees are requiring more information in order to proactively engage with their employers. And this proactive engagement is not only coming from the trade union movement, but also from employees who are non-unionized, who are asking difficult questions and trying to see whether there are alternative models in order to assist them to save their employment. Things like voluntary severance packages and the like are not taken up that much by employees because there's nowhere for them to go once they leave their particular jobs.
And really, the way the CCMA process is structured is for employers to really have demonstrated that they've looked at all the alternatives before they've embarked on a retrenchment process, isn't it?
That's correct. So in large-scale retrenchments or in small-scale retrenchments as well, you need to ensure that retrenchments are a last resort. And things like changing employees' terms and conditions of employment, reducing employees' remuneration and benefits are issues which both parties are considering during the retrenchment process, and all with the aim of saving jobs as such.
Now, when companies approach this, a restructuring exercise or a retrenchment exercise, it's usually the contract workers, the fixed-term employees, as they're called, that are first on the chopping block. What's important for companies to remember when it comes to the rights of fixed-term employment or employees for contract workers?
And in that regard, there has been a labor court authority which says that unless a fixed-term contract of employment has an express provision which allows you to retrench a fixed-term employee, you're not allowed to do so. So if your contract is not looked at carefully or if it doesn't have the provision which allows you to retrench an employee, a fixed-term employee, you may find yourself in an untenable position where you're having to retrench permanent employees and not retrenching fixed-term employees simply because the contractual regime or the contractual arrangement that you have with a fixed-term employee doesn't have the necessary protection.
Right.
Or doesn't give you the necessary leeway. And that's during these times, companies and employees alike should be looking at their fixed-term contracts of employment, if they are, and see whether or not there is that flexibility to terminate their relationship based on the economic or operational requirements of an employer.
What if a company just wants to change the terms and conditions of employment? So say if I wanted to reduce the hours each month and stretch the contract over a period of time to reduce monthly overheads, help with cash flow, for example, what then? Because very often that might not suit a particular contracting employee and therefore they've got to leave anyway. Would that be deemed a constructive dismissal?
Well, what that would have is that if you fire somebody or terminate somebody's employment simply because you want to change their terms and conditions of employment, the law regards that termination in the same fashion that it does terminating somebody's employment simply because of their race or gender or sexual orientation. So what you should rather be doing and what companies are doing is to do any change in the context of a retrenchment exercise, because employees may say that that's not a good alternative, that's not a good way to simply reduce my hours and thereby reducing my income level or changing my terms and conditions of employment. And as a result of that, company may then find itself in a situation where they have to retrench. So no change of terms and conditions should simply happen without going through a consultation process and look at that rather as alternatives to retrenchments.
Adil Patel, Director of National Employment Practice at Cliffdecker Hoffmeyer, with some words of caution for businesses before embarking or approaching a retrenchment exercise here on Classic Business.